USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
They're killing people. I mean, it really, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
President Biden's comments before heading off to Camp David for the weekend. The president not happy with social media platforms that he believes are allowing the spread of misinformation about coronavirus vaccines. This comes as the CDC director says coronavirus deaths are on the rise. A federal judge in Texas is invalidating an Obama-era initiative that provided deportation protections and work permits to some illegal immigrants, a ruling that places a program in jeopardy. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon ruling the DACA program is unlawful because Congress never gave the executive branch the power to grant mass reprieves to illegal immigrants who are in the country illegally. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is set to be questioned by state investigators on Saturday.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the state attorney general's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL says each team will play at least one international game every 8 years. That will start next year, and more places around the globe will be added to the current rotation. The league says that includes holding games in Canada and South America. More European cities will be added as well. This year's games in London feature the Atlanta Falcons facing off against the New York Jets and the Jacksonville Jaguars going up against the Miami Dolphins. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Discrepancies are found in a 2020 general election audit.
Cyber Ninjas, the team conducting a forensic audit of Arizona's Maricopa County general election, said Thursday they want more items to complete their review, which has turned up several major discrepancies. A couple of them, auditors could find no record of the county sending out more than 74,000 mail-in ballots. Auditors found approximately 18,000 people voted, but were removed from voter rolls soon after the election. The auditors want ballot envelope images, router images, and Splunk log hard drives.
Mr. Bennett, what's been the response when you've asked for that?
They've provided us what they're going to provide us with.
So are you saying they're refusing to give us that information at this point?
Every time I've tried to interact with the folks at the elections department, I've been told that I need to deal with the county attorney's office.
Ken Bennett is the Arizona Senate's liaison for the Maricopa County election audit. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The bootleg fire in southern Oregon has grown to 241,000 acres. Winds are pushing the fire east, where a smaller fire called the log fire is burning. Fire creates its own weather. A 20,000-foot cloud called a pyrocumulus cloud collapsed, dropping embers on firefighters. The fire has destroyed over 20 homes, and 5,000 homes are threatened. Nearly 2,000 firefighters are working to stop it. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.